In this bulletin, mask use urged as the Northern Beaches outbreak in New South Wales expands to 28, a double murder in Queensland investigated as a terrorism incident, and Bayern Munich striker Robert Lewandowski named the best FIFA men's player for 2020. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged all Sydneysiders to be on high alert and use masks in crowded spaces as the Northern Beaches COVID-19 outbreak expands to 28 people. Genomic sequencing reveals the latest outbreak came from overseas, although how it emerged at the Avalon RSL is still being determined. Approximately 250,000 people living in the area have been told to stay at home for 3 days to limit the spread of the virus as testing is done. Mr. Berejiklian says the next few days will be critical in determining whether restrictions need to be reintroduced.
Nobody should be getting on public transport without wearing a mask. Nobody in Greater Sydney should be going to a supermarket, a place of worship, or other high-risk areas without wearing a mask. It will just be crazy if people are undertaking those activities without wearing a mask, because the harder all of us work together, the better Christmas we will have, and that's certainly our objective. But even people in Greater Sydney should think about what they're doing.
Meanwhile, Queensland has confirmed 3 new cases overnight, 2 in hotel quarantine and 1 connected with a traveller from New South Wales linked with the Northern Beaches cluster. And Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says he believes localised lockdowns is the best way for Australian states and territories to respond to the outbreak in New South Wales. Western Australia has imposed a strict 14-day quarantine for all arrivals from New South Wales. Tasmania is barring entry to anyone who has been to Sydney's northern beaches in the past week. Mandatory hotel quarantine at the user's expense applies to arrivals from the northern beaches in Queensland. Victoria, South Australia and the ACT are urging arrivals from Northern Beaches to get tested and immediately self-isolate. Mr. Littleproud told the Nine Network that at this stage there is no need to impose travel restrictions to the whole state of New South Wales.
Back New South Wales tracing system, have the localised lockdown, and my heart goes out to those people in the Northern Beaches and to those that were going to see their family in the Northern Beaches over Christmas. My heart goes out to them. But this shows our vulnerability, but it also shows that our federation can work. And I just say we should back ourselves with the science rather than locking out a whole state.
In other news, Queensland police say they're treating as terrorism the murders of an elderly couple. The bodies of an 87-year-old man and an 86-year-old woman were discovered on Thursday afternoon in Parkinson. Police are investigating the possibility that 22-year-old Raghi Abdi was involved. The man was shot dead by police on Thursday morning on one of the city's major motorways, the Logan Motorway. European leaders who came into contact with French President Emmanuel Macron whilst he was infectious with COVID-19 have gone into self-isolation. Among those affected are Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa and Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, among others. Mr. Macron is working remotely during his 7-day isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. Jerome Salomon, the country's Director General of Health, says Mr. Macron's actions since receiving the positive result have been exemplary.
Regarding the president, he's an example to the French people. He self-isolated with the least of symptoms, which is exactly what we tell French people to do. Having had the chance and honour of being in meetings with him, he is extremely careful with all the measures. So that's what we need to remind French people. The measures need to be respected whoever you are, even if you're the president. These are situations that demand constant vigilance.
Attention permanente.
Aid groups in Fiji say the extent of the damage from Cyclone Yasser is still being determined. Initial assessments indicate hundreds of properties have been destroyed and thousands of families are in urgent need of assistance. The severe Category 5 cyclone was carrying wind speeds of up to 240 kilometres per hour when it made landfall on the northern island of Vanua-Levu, with wind gusts of up to 345 kilometres per hour. The National Disaster Management Office says more than 23,000 people are taking shelter in 457 evacuation centres around the country. In football, Robert Lewandowski has been named the best FIFA men's player for 2020, beating last year's winner Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo for the title. Between July 2019 and October 7th, 2020, the Poland international scored a stunning 60 club goals at a rate of one every 76 minutes. It's the first time he has won the award. Let's see what the weather's doing around the country today. It's sunny in Perth where it's 32 degrees. It's 23 degrees in Adelaide, cloud clearing. Possible drizzle in Melbourne, 19. A couple of showers about in Hobart, 18 degrees. In Canberra, a shower about as well, 29. Much the same for the rest of the country in Wollongong, 33 degrees. 33 as well in Sydney. Showers with a possible storm, 34 in Newcastle. A couple of showers about in Brisbane, 30 degrees. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 33, and 32 degrees in Darwin with a possible shower or storm. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for more detailed analysis of what's happening in the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.